This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Brandt Grain Carts with a full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs. How did it all begin this outdoor farm show season? I'll talk about that coming up after this. Producers farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more Midwestern farmers and many producers across America entrust their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the United States Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers from a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at this week's Farm Progress Show at Boone, Iowa. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11. But plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time. And they are supported by a network of strong dealers across the heart of America. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. We're right smack dab in the middle of the outdoor farm show season. Shows have already been held in Wisconsin and in Minnesota. Still to come are the shows in Nebraska and Ohio. A big show this week at Boone, Iowa. Farm Progress Show opens tomorrow. Have you ever pondered how it all started? Well, I've done a little bit of research on this, and I think the very beginning was those corn husking contests. The corn husking competition where the guys would demonstrate how quickly they could peel off an ear of corn, how quickly they could fill the wagon with ear corn. You know what? Back in the day, tens of thousands of people would crowd into the field and watch these contests. Those stars of the corn husking competition were like star athletes of today. They had their own following, to be sure. In fact, some of those guys received marriage proposals from all across the United States. That's how widely followed the hand corn huskers were. Well, in 1953, some advertising executives were sitting in office in Chicago, and they were pondering how to showcase the new equipment of the day, how farmers could be introduced to the new tractors and the new corn pickers, the new pull-type combines, how best to show them how these machines would operate. The late Dix Harper, former president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, longtime advertising executive, said, "Yeah, we decided we'd take the equipment to the field and invite people to come see it." And that's how that show began, the Farm Progress Show, in the fall of 1953. I'll be back after this.